I'm praying for the change of heart. I know many of you want change on the outside, but I want a change of heart, a change in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. I want to commit you to Him today, that you begin to grow in the Spirit, to grow in faith, to grow in knowledge, to grow in fellowship with the Holy Spirit in your life, that after this prayer, you will have a new level of relationship with the Spirit of Jesus today. It's a prayer of dedication I'm offering today. A prayer of dedication, a prayer of commitment to God, a prayer of the Holy Ghost to visit your life in a special way today. He knows you better than I. He knows your past. He knows your presence. He knows your future. He knows what is going through your heart. Today, we're going to pray today in the name of Jesus. It is just a prayer meeting for you, just for you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, the purpose of the University of God, as we said, is to help you grow in your spiritual walk with the Lord. To help you grow in understanding, grow in knowledge, and to be mature in every aspect of your life. That does not mean that God neglects your needs. No, God never neglects your need. We are going to pray for that as well. We're going to pray for every spiritual things in your life, for your emotional, physical, and breakthrough. And we special prayer for relationship with Jesus. I want you to have a change in your life. A change today, that when you open your Bible and read, you see something new to happen in your life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So right now, take a moment to check deep inside your heart and begin to ask Jesus. Ask Him, not me. Ask Him what you want the Lord to do for you now, that radical change in your life you want. Begin to ask Him before you start praying. Begin to ask Him. Begin to ask Him. This program will not be long. It's just prayer. But I'm ready. If your heart is ready, in the name of Jesus, get your heart in tune with Jesus as I'm preparing to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray. Enter their mind. Enter their heart. Enter their lives. Enter their soul at every point, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is their concern today, be it spiritual problems, be it emotional problem, be it physical, sickness and disease, whatever, being breakthrough, whatever is worrying them, Lord, I pray today that the power of your anointing descend to break it in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we are praying for something specific. We are praying for them to have a personal relationship with God, a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. You lead them to a point of maturity in their walk with the Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. First and foremost, if you have anything in your heart against anyone, please, we don't want any hindrance. Whatever pain, whatever trouble you have between you and someone who offended you, please take time to forgive. Forgive that person. Because God's word said, if you do not forgive, that will hinder your prayers. So please, right now, as I'm talking to you, begin to pray. Begin to forgive that person, that person, that person, that person that offended you in the name of Jesus. At the same time, if you have missed the mark in any way, ask God to forgive you, to forgive you, to forgive you, to forgive you before you pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Examine your heart. Examine your mind. Examine, 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 examine. Is there anyone that you need to forgive? You might have forgotten. Take your time to examine in the name of Jesus. We want you to have a free spirit before God, a free heart, a free heart, a free heart, a free heart to receive today in the name of Jesus. This day was not planned by man, but by God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you are forgiven, I want you to raise your hand and give thanks to God for giving you the grace to forgive. Raise your hand, give thanks to Jesus, give thanks to God for making it possible for you today to be in this meeting. Give thanks to Him. He knows you by name. He knows your past, your present, and your future. He knows everything about you, Jesus. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for opportunity. Thank you for what they're about to do in their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Those who are together in family, you hold your hands as we pray. We're going to pray for the foundation of life. What is the foundation? Your spirit. God's word said that we are spirit, we are soul, and we have a body. Meaning we have different types of needs. Spiritual needs first. We have emotional needs, And we have physical needs. Physical needs is what? Sickness, disease, lack, whatever you can talk about. Jesus wants to touch every areas of your life today in the name of Jesus. So right now, the first place you need to prosper is where? Your spiritual life. So I want you, every one of you, to put your hand in your heart. Put your hand in your heart. Lord Jesus, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says, that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in our midst. Distance is not a barrier for you, Lord. Distance is not a barrier for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, let your grace descend in their hearts. Lord Jesus, you are the Creator, you are the Word, and you are the Savior, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Through the Word, we have been created in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, locate their hearts. You look at the heart of all human beings, Lord. I'm going to pray for their spirit, for their heart. That's the foundation. That's the foundation. That's the foundation in the name of Jesus. I pray whatever barrier, whatever stand between your heart, your spirit, and the Spirit of God, I pray let that barrier be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus. 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 That barrier that stands between you and the vision God has for your life, that barrier that is disturbing you, whether nightmares, whether spiritual attack, whatever it is, today I pray in the name of Jesus. I command that barrier to go in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever stands between you and the promise of God in your heart, in your life, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil against our lives. No one here, no one is out of touch. He's a common enemy. The Bible says he roams about like a lion, seeking whom to devour. He can never devour you because your hand, your life is in the hand of Jesus. But he can afflict. He comes with his affliction. He comes with negative thoughts. He comes with trials. He comes with nightmares. Don't worry if you experience nightmares. Today, many come and say, Lord, I want deliverance. I want to be delivered. For what? As Christian, a child of God can never, never, never be possessed. I want you to get that truth in your heart, but it can be afflicted. So now I pray, whatever Satan must have built against you, against your life, against your courage, your career, against your family, against your marriage, against your spiritual growth, I command that barrier to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to that barrier. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of the spiritual life. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus in your spirit. Be released in your heart. Be released in your heart. That guilt in your heart. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any thoughts of condemnation, thoughts of condemnation in your heart that remind you of the past, That thought be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, enter a heart. Only you know the ways of the hearts of men. Enter a heart, Lord. Enter a spirit. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Enter a heart. Enter a heart. You are the one who searches our heart and mind. Search the heart, Lord. Search the heart. Deep within. And begin to uproot, begin to uproot, begin to uproot. Any generational curses, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Any generational trouble, be removed, be removed, be removed, be removed in the name of Jesus. Be free in your heart, be free in your heart, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever chain Satan must have held against you, whatever way he must have held against you, be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed, be removed, be removed. Be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Many of you used to have dreams, but you reach a level, you don't dream anymore. Nightmares. Where is the dream God gave you? I'm going to pray for the restoration of the dream God gave you to your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration, Lord. Let there be light in their heart. Let there be light in their conscience. I speak to their heart, to their conscience. Be revived in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of revelation, Ephesians 1:17. I pray that you enter their soul, enter their heart at every point. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be revelation in the spirit. Revelation of your ways. Revelation of your thoughts. Revelation of your word. Revelation, 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 revelation. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Light in your heart. Light in your conscience. Light in your mind. Light of knowledge in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, whatever creates spiritual dullness that makes it difficult to understand the Bible, to understand their dream, to understand your way, let it be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the book of Job chapter 32 verse 8 says, in man there is a spirit, and the breath of the Almighty, the Holy Spirit, gives him understanding. Father, I pray, take them to a point of spiritual understanding in the name of Jesus. Your heart be opened to the Holy Spirit, be opened to revelation. Begin to dream dreams in the name of Jesus. Begin to have vision from the Lord, vision from the Lord, vision from God, dream from God in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to show them, Lord, what is to come. Begin to reveal to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lord, the state of our heart is important for prayer. Many of us, we pray, we pray, we pray, but we don't discern the answer when it comes. Today, I'm going to pray something new to happen to your life. Lord, I pray, enter their heart, Holy Spirit. Open their ears. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse 17 and 12, that the ear that can hear, the eye that can see comes from God. Father, open their spiritual eyes to begin to see in the spirit what the spirit says in the name of Jesus. Speak to their heart, Lord, in whichever way you choose to speak to them, in the dream, in the vision. Oh Lord, let there be light. Let there be revelation in their heart. Let there be revelation. Reveal to them what is to come. Reveal to them the choice to take. Reveal to them what to do. Reveal, 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 reveal in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people are without restraint. And you said, there is such a way that seems good to a man, but the end of it is death. Father, I pray, illumine their heart to lead them to the right choice. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you at the point of decision, I pray, Holy Spirit, minister to their heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, close the wrong door and open the right door before you in the name of Jesus. Walk before them, Lord. Show them the way to take. Show them the decision to take. Show them what is to come. Show them the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let their heart be opened to your thoughts, to your word, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for their prayer life. We pray for fresh, special anointing for prayer. Lord, prayer is not saying words. Prayer has a realm. Lord, I pray, usher them into the realm of prayer. I pray, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on them. Fall afresh on them. Make their heart ready. Make their heart ready. Make their mind ready. Make their heart and their mind ready to enter the realm of prayer, where they can hear your answer in the name of Jesus. Usher them into the realm of prayer. Let their prayer become effective, effective, effective in the name of Jesus Christ. Inspire them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them utterances in the name of Jesus on what to pray. When they pray, open their spiritual eyes to see in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes to the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Give them sensitivity of heart, sensitivity of mind, sensitivity of conscience to discern, to discern, to discern, to discern what the Spirit says in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them dream dreams and have vision from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Dream is not when they sleep. Even in the day, when they are walking, when they are driving, wherever they are, the thoughts that come to you, their heart from the Spirit of God is a dream. Father, begin to speak to them in the name of Jesus. Speak to them in the name of Jesus. Speak to them, speak to them. At the point of decision, speak to them. In their work, speak to them. In the challenges they face, speak to them, Lord. Speak to them the victory. Speak to them the word of faith. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them peace of heart and mind. Peace. Peace in their heart. Peace in their mind. Peace. No more fear in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of fear to come out of your life. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, take more of them and give them more of you, more of your revelation, more of your understanding, more of understanding, more of your grace, more of the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Guide them in prayer, lead them in prayer, inspire them to pray, put the word of prayer in their mouth. Let them see the result in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, when we pray, God listens. And when we stop praying, God speaks. Father, I pray, take them to the realm where they sit back in silence and learn to listen to the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 12 says that when you came to meet the people of Israel in the desert, everyone heard the voice of the Lord. They did not see any image, but everyone heard in their heart clearly the voice of the Lord. Father, I pray, let there be understanding of your voice, understanding of your word in the name of Jesus. Open their conscience to begin to receive the answer from God, the answer from you, the answer from the Spirit in the name of Jesus. The answer come in the name of Jesus. The answer come in the name of Jesus. The answer come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, free their heart to follow you in the mighty name of Jesus. Free their heart from any burden of fear, anxiety be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Anxiety be removed. Fear be removed. Right now, receive the peace of Christ, the peace of God in their heart, your peace in their heart, your peace in their mind, your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace, your peace in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for fresh anointing of prayer, fresh anointing of fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Every Christian must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's not just about prophet or apostle. Every Christian, every child of God must be able to enter the secret place with God. Father, I pray today We want to know your way. They want to know you. They want to know your way. They want to discern your voice. They want to have dream. They want to have experience with God in their life. Father, manifest yourself, Holy Spirit, in their life today, in a special way, in a special way, in a special way, in the name of Jesus. We pray for change, Lord. It is said, when the Holy Ghost begins to speak to your heart, changes are truly beginning. The moment you begin to listen to the voice of God, your life would never be the same. Let there be revelation in the name of Jesus. Give them conviction to discern your voice in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Victory in the name of Jesus. 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 Victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Give thanks to Jesus for your heart. Give thanks to Jesus. Give thanks to Jesus for hearing your prayers. Give thanks to God for what He has done, what He's about to do in your spiritual life. Give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him in the name of Jesus Christ. When your heart is free, you begin to hear the voice of God. When your heart is free, when you read your Bible, you will understand. When your heart is free, when the thoughts of God come, you will know. A free heart in the name of Jesus, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God knows that we have physical need. If any of you, listen to me, you have a sickness, you have a disease or a pain, whatever it is, let us stand in prayer before God in the name of Jesus. Whatever is that sickness, whatever name it is called, stretch your hand and place your hand where you have that pain. Place your hand where they locate that sickness, disease, in your body. Trusting Jesus, the healing touch to visit you in the name of Jesus. Place your hand wherever you have trouble. Whatever is the name of that sickness, whatever it is, Jesus is the way. Place your hand as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Jesus, you have the words of eternal life, and you are the healer. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, you are the God that heals. Lord, I pray for the healing of their hearts in the name of Jesus. I pray whatever sickness, whatever disease is affecting your health, your body today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak to that sickness. I speak to that disease. In the name of Jesus, I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released from that sickness. Be released from that disease, whatever is his name. I command that sickness in the name of Jesus to quit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I speak the word of faith to that sickness, disease. Your sickness, your disease, listen to my voice. Come out of this body in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are located, whatever organ you affect, I speak to that sickness. Come out. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out, out of your body, out of your body, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released from sickness. Be released from disease. Be released from infirmity. Be released from affliction, whatever it is. Be it in your blood, be it in your nerves, be it in your body, whatever it is, I command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released from any sickness in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released from any ailment in your body in the name of Jesus. Be released of every sickness in your flesh, in your muscle. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be released of any sickness, disease, pain in your bones, in your joint. I say leave in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in your body, healing in your food, healing in your bone, healing in your brain, healing in your body, healing in the name of Jesus. Be released. Be released from that sickness. Be released from that disease. Be released from that infirmity in the name of Jesus. Any sickness, any disease affecting your internal organ, whatever it is, that organ begin to function in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to that organ, restoration, begin to function, begin to function, begin to function from sickness to good health in the name of Jesus. be flushed out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your sickness, your disease, your pain, your infirmity affected the nerves, the body, the joint. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Be released from the sickness, be released from the disease, be released right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command fibroid, cyst, whatever is in your body, growth, whatever growth, I command that growth to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to it in the name of Jesus. The word of God, search your body and find it. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever pain in your muscles, in your nerves, in your joint, whatever it is located, I command that pain to disappear, to go in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the name of Jesus. Live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released from sickness, from disease in the name of Jesus. Be released from all infirmity. Be released from all sickness. Be released from all disease in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, release healing from heaven. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on them. Begin to visit them. Visit their body. Visit their body. Visit their bodies, visit their body, visit their blood, visit their blood, visit their tendon, visit them. Your healing anointing descend. The heat of your descend. The heat anointing descend, 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 descend. Visit them, Lord, entirely and flush out every sickness, every disease, every virus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I pray that you begin to manifest the strength of restoration in their body. Restoration in their spirit. Restoration in their body. Restoration, restoration, restoration. A new strength. Manifest your strength, Holy Spirit, your strength, your strength, your strength in their heart, your strength in their mind, your strength in their body, your strength, your strength, your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. In the name of Jesus, be released. Be released in your body, be released in your mind, be released in your body, be released in your fruit, be released in your heart in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to hypertension, troubling so many, hypertension. I command you to live in the name of Jesus. Whatever is causing hypertension, high blood pressure in the heart so many, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Your heartbeat, your blood pressure, come to normal in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever causes pressure and tension, I command you to live in the name of Jesus, to go in the name of Jesus, to go, be released from pressure, from tension in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be relieved. Every burden be removed, be removed, be removed. Every weight upon your soul, be removed, be removed, be removed in the name of Jesus. Weight of depression, go in the name of Jesus. Hypertension, go in the name of Jesus. Be released in your heart. Be released in your brain. Be released in your blood. Be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus has come to deliver us physically. Physically from poverty and all lack and want. I know today many are facing the challenge in their business, challenges in their work, challenges in their career, challenges everywhere, financial problem. Some people have no work, no job. They don't know nothing for the future. We are going to pray for special breakthrough today. We're going to pray for you, not only to pray, but God will ask you, after this prayer, begin to act in faith. I'm going to pray for breakthrough in every aspect of your life. Breakthrough, if you are a business person, breakthrough come to your business in a special way in the name of Jesus. For your work, those who have no job, I say those who have no work, after this prayer, begin to apply for a job. Because God will meet you at the point of real movement. After this prayer, begin to apply for a job, trusting God in the name of Jesus. Those who are facing difficult situation, I pray for God to release a special provision in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, I pray. Those who have been facing stiff opposition in their career, in their life, those who are facing financial problem, indebtedness, they cannot move forward, Lord. Those who have no job to fend for themselves and their family, I pray, Lord, for provision. By your name, Jehovah Jireh, the provider, I pray, Father, provide for every one of them today in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak the word of faith. None of them will lack in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, visit them, visit their work, visit their career, visit their business, visit their houses, visit their home with provision from you in the name of Jesus. Let your grace begin to speak for breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. You turn the life of Jabez, turn their life, Lord. Let the provision of God come in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are looking for work, for job, Father, meet them and give them success to find a job, blessed job, in the name of Jesus. Those who are struggling with their business, give them breakthrough. Breakthrough in their business. New idea, new development, new opportunity. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Release a special blessing in their life, Lord. Blessing from heaven. Blessing from the Father. Blessing from Jesus. Blessing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those are facing the burden of debt. Lord Jesus, you have paid our debt on the cross of Calvary. I bring to you, Lord, every debt, financial burden upon their soul, upon their life, at the feet of Jesus, at the cross. That burden be removed in the name of Jesus. 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 I pray for favor, 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 and way out of financial burden in the name of Jesus. Way out for your business, way out for your career, way out, the way out has come today in the name of Jesus. Father, bless them. Father, bless them. Open the door, a new door in front of them, in their career, in their business, in their profession, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, those who are going out to apply for work, I pray you be with them, Holy Spirit, to grant them favor, to guide them with wisdom, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Provide for them, provide for them, provide for them, provide for them, provide for their family, provide for their home, provide for their children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be released from any curse Satan has pronounced against your life because of sin. That curse, let it be broken today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every chain of curse, be broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be free, be free, be free. Your business be free, your career be free, your work be free. Be free from disappointment, be free, be free, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray for the home and marriages. For many homes, many marriages need restoration. Restoration in the name of Jesus. Those who are married, I'm going to pray for God to restore and strengthen your marriage in the name of Jesus. For those who are waiting, looking for a partner, I pray for God to guide you according to His will. Not your will, but His will. I pray for God to lead you to the perfect and right person in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray it's your promise of God, your promise in their marriage. I pray every single marriage, every family here, receive restoration today. Restoration in your marriage. Restoration of love. Restoration, restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Restore the joy. Restore the peace. Restore in the name of Jesus. Touch the children, Lord. Touch the home. Be blessing. Enter every single home watching. Enter their home for blessing, for peace, for restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy any plan of Satan, any attack of Satan against their marital life, against their life. Be canceled today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. So we are going to pray from now to the end of this year. Lord, I pray that you begin to usher them in your ways, usher them into a new way in the name of Jesus. Your blessing, begin to follow them. Your grace, begin to follow them. Your power, begin to follow them in the name of Jesus. Let there be testimony of your agenda to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Fulfill your agenda in their lives in the name of Jesus. In every aspect, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover every one of you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your spirit, your soul, your body with the blood of Jesus. I cover everything that has to do with you with the blood of Jesus. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.